American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is riding shotgun here. Bob is doing a baby break, but I think he was bored. We're having Don't Bore Bob night tonight, you know. And so Bob is, he gets into these moods where everything is boring, you know. And so that's why they bring me on, or he brings me on, so that I can try to spice up the evening. This is Friday night. Let's have some fun. You know, we were talking a little bit during the break about how people just veg out with television and radio, and they just kind of sit there and become, Play-Doh, putty-minded, you know what I mean? They just sort of sink into an oblivion watching TV. And we thought, well, wouldn't it be great if they could do that with RBN, and we could stay on all the time, they wouldn't even flip the channel. But the problem is, when you listen to our network, you can't be that way, because we make you think. You have to think. You have to get angry. You have to disagree with us, or you have to agree with us heartily, or you have to be like our callers tonight and have stories and things like that to keep everybody entertained and add some spice of life to this reality zone here on RBN. So anyway, I'm glad to be here. Interesting, I've got a clip that we're going to play from Rand Paul. It's not very long, but he's talking about Bill Clinton raising money. And the question is it ethical to have a sexual predator or a person convicted, or let's put it this way, charged with serious crimes like this, raising money for Democrats? And let's see if we can get to that clip right now. Let's go ahead and try to play that, man, if we got it. And you guys can listen to Rand Paul's rant on this on C-SPAN on Bill Clinton and what he had to say. This is from, I believe it's from C-SPAN. Yeah, that's right. And let's see if we can get to that.
The C-SPAN networks bring you long-form public affairs programming from the nation's capital and are a public service of your television provider. C-SPAN, created by cable.
Senator, let me follow up on two final points. First of all, you made some headlines when you referred to former President Bill Clinton as, quote, a sexual predator. And one of your colleagues, Senator Claire McCaskill, said that your comments were, in her words, infuriating. Your reaction?
Well, Senator McCaskill needs to remember what she had to say about Bill Clinton, that she wouldn't want her daughter in the same room with him. So they can't have it both ways. The Democrats can't say, oh, we're the great defenders of women's rights in the workplace, and we will defend you against some kind of abusive boss that uses their position of authority to take advantage of a young woman, when the leader of their party, the leading fundraiser in the country, is Bill Clinton, who was a perpetrator of that kind of sexual harassment. You know, so they can't have it both ways. And so I really think that anybody wants to take money from Bill Clinton or have a fundraiser has a lot of explaining to do. In fact, I think they should give the money back. If they want to take a position on women's rights, by all means do. But you can't do it and take it from a guy who is using his position of authority to take advantage of young women in the workplace. I mean, for goodness sakes, he paid an $800,000 fine for sexual harassment. So he admitted to it in one court case, and really, I think, has been convicted in the public place for the other sexual harassment.
Well, there you have it. Rand Paul talking about Bill Clinton and his money-raising skills and antics. And, of course, if Hillary decides to get back in the race, where does Bill fit in as a campaign fundraiser? Well, I don't know. I would think that he'd be right back where he used to be. Well, you know, I think the question is, you know, didn't the Democrats talk about censure and some of these other things that they were going to impose on Clinton after the failed impeachment hearing? And that's one of the reasons why, friends, I don't like the idea of impeaching Barack Obama. No, I want him gone, but I think he should be called on to resign immediately instead of dragging the whole country through another disgusting exhibit like that last impeachment hearing, which, by the way, did not include a lot of the real grisly stuff, other things that were on record. I heard an interview with Bob Barr today, and he was talking about some of the stuff that never came to trial during the Ken Starr investigation, and some of the things that were brought up about some of the other incidents that Bill Clinton had been involved in that were kept completely sanitized and out of the mainstream news media. So the question is, should this man be allowed to go out, or should he maybe have a disclaimer? Former President Bill Clinton has been convicted or has paid fines concerning sexual improprieties. You know, I did not have sex with that woman. And some of these other statements that he made, perjured statements, of course, and things like that. I mean, so now he's out raising money for the Democrats. I wonder when the censure actually was supposed to begin. I mean, the Democrats were recommending this themselves, and the Republicans walked away from it. I mean, should this man be raising money for the Democratic Party pertaining to some of the things that he has done in the past? And, friends, I want to tell you this. What happened during that whole escapade was so disgusting because there was a thing called the Cox Report, which looked at a lot of the illegal activity, campaign fundraising, secrets that were exposed and given to the Chinese, all of that whole ChinaGate issue, all of that was kept out of the trial while the whole thing with Monica was going on. Should Bill Clinton have been impeached? Absolutely, because after the impeachment hearings concluded and the Senate, of course, did not decide to impeach him, they have to have, I think it is, at least 66 votes or 60% to get the impeachment, and there was no way they were going to get that. After all that disgusting, humiliating, and I think really, to be honest with you, if there was anything ever designed to really, really humiliate the American public, it was that Bill Clinton impeachment trial. Because all it did was show you that the man on top was one of the sickest individuals, one of the most filthy liars, a perjuring individual. And all that information that really pertained to high crimes and treason that the Democrats said they haven't brought out, they haven't really convicted of them. Sexual improprieties are one thing, but high crimes and treason, all of that came out later after the impeachment hearing was over. And then you found out the real stuff. And according to Bob Barr, there's a lot more information pertaining to some of these sexual harassments and sexual predator actions by Mr. Bill Clinton that took place. It was not included in that hearing. So that's my thought on it. Anyhow, this is the Bob Tuscan Show, and of course we do allow for you to weigh in on your comments if you like. What do you think about Bill Clinton raising money for the Democrats? I mean, isn't it rather hypocritical for them to talk about women's rights and all these things when they have this thieving and you know, this vile predator as one of the heads of their Democratic Party? So if you have an idea on that, give us a call, 800-313-9443. We'll get you up on air and you can express your point of view. Maybe you think it's okay. I don't know. I think, personally, the whole thing was disgusting. And that's why I don't believe that Barack Obama should be impeached. I believe that he should be, they should demand a resignation from him immediately. I mean, the man has violated his oath of office. He has told Congress, I don't care what you say, I'm doing what I want. He's violated the pluralistic laws and the checks and balances of our constitutional republic. You've got Benghazi, you've got the IRS scandal, you've got Fast and Furious, you've got the NSA spying, you've got all the lying that he has done continually, the mismanaged war policies, and all these executive orders, including the NDAA. I think impeachment is too good for him. It's my opinion, okay? I'm not just down on Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. I don't like George W. either, friends. You know that if you've listened to me. All of these guys have been bad, and we've never held any of them accountable to the oath of office and the respectable amount of integrity that we have entrusted them with. And for that reason, I think there needs to be a change in the trend. We shouldn't allow this. This is the kind of stuff that makes a country go bad. When criminals and people like that, or even school children, see people like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and George W. Bush getting away with the things that they do, I think it really instills a distaste and a distrust for the authority figures in our nation, for the chief executive all the way down. And, of course, they're just the foremost people, the puppets, if you like. But there is more to that. So, anyhow, we will continue on the Bob Tuscan Show, and even Bob Tuscan might make a guest appearance, a cameo from Mr. Tuscan himself, coming up after these messages on RBN.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
I'll say.
What did I miss? Did I miss anything good?
You did, man. You missed the show, Steve Starrs, sitting in for Bob Tuscan. And now Bob Tuscan makes a cameo appearance on his own show. Here's Bob.
Hey, so glad you could have me on the Bob Tuscan Show, Steve.
It's glad to have you back, Bob.
Thank you. Glad to be here. All right, I'll see you guys later.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for making that cameo appearance on the Bob Tuscan Show, Bob. And, friends, if you want to bring Bob back, You just have to clap real loud and say, Bob, come back. Bob, come back. Bob, come back. Three times.
Hello? Hello?
It's like he's like Tinkerbell, you know. He starts
come
to
back. Can kind of, be called?
Oh, there he is. There he is. He is back. Well, this is don't
good callers?
Yeah, everybody was trying not to bore you, but you weren't even listening. You were so bored.
Oh, believe me, I was not bored.
Oh, you were not bored.
No, sorry, Bob.
The no,
life of a new parent.
Yeah, that's right, man. And
never boring. Ever, well, ever, ever.
There are some things in the news that would not bore you, Bob, but some that would. Did you hear that McGruff the crime dog gets 16 years for having 1,000 pot plants and a grenade launcher?
I did see that. I was going to bring that story up.
And this is Philly.com, P-H-I-L-L-Y.com. Mike Bertha writes, the actor, an actor who is learning an ironic lesson about the consequences of his legal actions down in Texas, thanks to a 16-year prison sentence handed down by the courts recently. John R. Morales was the actor who took a bite out of crime as McGruff, the crime dog.
McGruff.
Back in the day, in 2011, Morales was pulled over by the police in Texas who found blueprints for an indoor marijuana growing facility and pot seeds in the car. What they found in his house, though, was a little more serious. Mm-hmm. Authorities searched the guy's place and discovered more than 1,000 pot plants. Oh, my gosh. He's not taking a bite out of crime. He's taking a smoke break with a lot of pot plants and an entire arsenal of weaponry.
Straps aren't really moving. They're being robbed. These crooks know the Gillstraps are out of town, so they're trying to move the Gillstraps permanently. They figure they look like movers, they act like movers, so who's gonna know? The Joneses. They know.
Dad, aren't the Gillstraps in Toledo?
I think they're being robbed. Should we call the police?
Call the police.
See, the Joneses know. If they don't tell the cops now, the Gillstraps will have to tell them later.
Hello, this is Harry.
Meanwhile, these fellas are eating lunch, oh, about a block away.
Car 21.
Hey, hot pastrami. That looks very good.
35 in progress.
10-4.
Take it easy, huh? How about that? Know what it takes to stop a crime? Your help. And your neighbors. Find out more. Write to Box 6600, Rockville, Maryland, and help take a bite out of crime.
That was him, I guess. That was John R. Morales, the actor who took a bite out of crime as McGruff, the crime dog. The story of the Gillstraps and the local robbery. This was trying to enforce the neighborhood watch kind of thing. Well, he had a grenade launcher and all these weapons. Now, of course, friends, guns are one thing, pot plants another, but a grenade launcher? I mean, was it really a grenade launcher? You kind of wonder if the story isn't exaggerated. But so much for McGruff, the crime dog, and his heyday.
I could just listen to those McGruff commercials all day long.
Yeah, those would not bore you. You know, the Gillstraps and their crime. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had an incident like that. It happened to me just about a week and a half ago, man. I had these crazy...
McGruff was a cartoon, though, I thought.
He was, but that was the voice of McGruff.
Oh, the voice.
That's
over.
Yeah, he's the voice. Okay. Yeah, he's the voice of McGruff is who he is. I guess he might actually dress up as a dog sometimes, too, and, you know, talk to kids or something like that. I don't know, maybe if he...
Hey, kids, McGruff. Take a bite out of crime.
Yeah, it's pretty strange, though. I was coming home the other day from the store, and I had rented a shampoo to shampoo my carpet. I saw a couple of kids standing around on the corner, you know, and my neighbors are sort of strange next door, and they have a kid that's about 16 years old, and he leaves his window open in the middle of winter, okay? His window's wide open facing the street, right? And I see these two jokers standing there kind of talking to each other. They look like kids from the neighborhood, right? So I shut the car off, go inside, open the door so I can get this machine inside. They came back out to lift. They didn't realize that I came back out. And I see that one of them's got his legs sticking out through the window, right? And the other one's standing right next to him, and I can see his legs dangling out through the open window, you know, sticking almost vertically perpendicular out from the window. And then the next thing, you know, I see a laptop coming out, right? And these two kids live right next door, okay? So I'm wondering, since I know the other kid, if one of the kids didn't leave his laptop over at the house or something like that. Surely these kids aren't so stupid that they're going to rob this house right in the middle of the daylight, you know, right on the main street here, you know, with their legs hanging out the window. But I guess I took a bite out of crime because I told my neighbor, I said, were those boys supposed to be in Dakota's room? That's the kid's name. You know, she said, what? Well, she comes over later and she says, the police are coming. We're filling a report. We're missing a laptop and a cell phone. You know, who's going to take a cell phone? The most stupid thing you can steal is a cell phone. You know what I mean? But these
kids. Why don't you stop them, Steve, in the act?
Well, you know, I figured because there's so much crazy stuff going on with her son that maybe there was something that was going on there, that they had left their laptop over at his house. They were about his age. I didn't figure out what was going on, but I did tell her I'd seen this, okay? So
okay, I got you. So I was going to take positive they were robbing him.
Yeah, I didn't know this. Well, anyhow, the...
But Steve, if you were more of an invasive nanny state, big brother watch type guy, you would have been able to stop it.
Yeah, I would have, but the bottom line is my neighbors are so crazy. I hate to even knock on their door to ask them. You know, it's such a weird situation over here. But anyhow,
the same thing about you, I guarantee it.
Yeah, well, they may do that, but the police came over and I had to do an extensive interview that night and tell them. Well, I thought these guys, you know, I don't know. I mean, boys will be boys, and I wouldn't think that they would actually try to go through an open window in the middle of the day. And he'd say, you'd be surprised. And I was, because as it turned out, they did steal the laptop and the cell phone. And they were just kids right next door that did this in the middle of the day, you know, and I took a bite out of crying, Bob. And
did they have a sketch artist come in? And
yeah, well, I knew. They asked me what they looked like, and all I remember was one of them had kind of a big red and white striped shirt. I noticed that I thought they were kids from the neighborhood. I was right. They were just from right around the corner. And
what happened? Did the kids get in trouble?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our neighbors decided to drop charges as long as they gave everything back. But sure enough, you know, this is the kind of stuff. This kind of stuff goes on in my neighborhood.
Did they get all the property back?
Oh, yeah, they got it all back, you know. But this boy that lives there has been in so much trouble, it's hard for his mother to press charges on anybody. You know what I mean? Because he's got, you know, mostly truancy and a lot of other, like, delinquent-related manners, you know, and things like that. But anyhow, just an interesting story. That kind of stuff does happen. I'm not a neighborhood watch guy, but, I mean, when you see these two guys, you know, hanging out the window, this open window, facing the street in the middle of a day, you know, passing things out the window, you've got to take note of that and wonder, either something crazy is going on over there, or there's a real crime in effect.
Say no.
All right. Jeez, the 80s were crazy. All right. We'll be back in just a second, so don't go anywhere.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness. You can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes.
Never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie, and hurt you.
Portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Israel and the U.S. The trend at the banks to examine the accounts of their customers over tax payment is spreading. There is the trend of the U.S. against Switzerland at the moment, but it's expanding to many countries, including Israel, says Israel's tax authority, Director General Moshe Asher, at the conference of the Association of Public Companies in Israel, and the BDO, Ziv Hafet, at the Tel Aviv Steve Stock Exchange. No, it's just Tel Aviv, but I like to think of Tel Aviv Steve. Anyways, he goes on to say, a decision is being drawn up to exchange information about bank accounts between Israel and U.S. following discussion with the Ministry of Justice. A bill will be proposed to allow us to sign a tax convention with other countries on the exchange of information. In this way, we will be able to obtain information on Israelis overseas and so on and so forth. You know what comes to mind here, Steve?
Bernie Madoff?
No. There was two bankers that I was talking about the other night.
Right. Yeah, I remember that story, and they stole only $33 million.
Only $33 million.
Small change for banker's theft, you know.
But where did they flee to?
They went to Israel.
Israel, yes.
And, but wouldn't this pose a problem? Because wouldn't you find the money from people like Greenspan, Bernanke, and Yellen, and Soros, and Kissinger, and a lot of other people in Israel, if they start doing that? I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
No, nor do I.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you have to wonder where all the money that a lot of these banksters take from us, where it eventually ends up. I'm sure it's overseas in some cases, but not in Israel.
No.
No way. So I don't know, man. It's banker-bankster. Who's got the money? You know? I mean, it's a loose... lit affiliation of millionaires and billionaires, and who knows where the money goes. Maybe they'll send some our ways. They should help RBN and Bob Tuscan get the truth out.
Yeah, why don't we ask for donations? I could definitely use a few dollars,
more than a few.
Put a couple dollars in, I don't care. I mean, I do care. Please help out if you can. Really. I know everybody's tied to cash and RBN's been hitting everyone up to help keep the network up, but help keep the show up as well, which is a part of the network. And go to the website, bobtuskin.com. That's BOBTUSKIN.com. And if you see value in what we do here and you think it serves a purpose, and I don't bore you like I bore myself most of the time, Federal Reserve notes, please. I could use a few.
What about Bitcoin?
I think Bitcoin, but send me some silver. Buy me a ton of toilet paper. I don't care. I'll take toilet paper. Donate toilet paper.
I thought you were against toilet paper.
If it's not used, donate toilet paper.
All right. Yeah, well, good that you specified not used there.
I'm in a really crappy situation here, Steve.
I know, man. I know.
Financially, man.
It's tough. It's tough on everybody right now, and banks are stealing money, and the economy. Doing
I don't have any money for them to steal. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is they're going to quit because there's no more money left. How about here's a story? Did you see this? Christina Sarich, Natural Society, February 7th, exposed. Big Pharma hides $450 million. Dollars of influenza drugs and research from the public. See that?
Now, why would they do that, Steve?
Well, we'll read the story to find out. The UK government was caught stockpiling over $450 million worth of an influenza drug called, remember, Tamiflu? This was a pejorative enough, but the stockpile discovery itself has brought attention to an even shadier practice and a problem which contaminates the U.S. FDA and U.K. regulatory bodies and their reports on pharmaceuticals even more completely. In a phrase, they just keep lying. If you haven't heard, Tamiflu has been found to be just as deadly as the influenza virus itself. It was promoted as a way to keep the avian flu pandemic at bay, a pandemic which never happened, but guess what? Tamiflu sales went through the roof, thanks to the UN,
CDC. And we milk a few cows, too.
Ah, milk a few cows. Thanks to the UN and the CDC's promotion of the product, it couldn't be restocked on store shelves fast enough. A physician pointed out that 8 out of 10 of the studies done on the drug hadn't been published, but oops, that wasn't supposed to get out. They had published studies.
This is such a surprise to me, Steve, that this would ever go down like that.
Yeah, I mean, these companies have such a such a wonderful reputation for honesty with all the stuff that they want to inject in your arm and in your children's arm.
I don't buy it. I think this is just conspiracy propaganda.
Where else would you expect to find out more of that kind of stuff except for on our show, Bob, where we specialize?
I don't buy it. You're a show.
Could be, but they said many people are aware that the true results of the clinical trials are often shielded from public view. Do you believe that's true, Bob? Would these companies do that? And even legally withheld from doctors, researchers, and patients? who might want to make informed decisions about their health. The Tamiflu may or may not reduce your chance of getting pneumonia, a secondary problem that sometimes develops with influenza, or lessening your chance of dying from the virus. Since the true results are kept under lock and key, in fact, it could kill you, but these results were never made public. Do you believe that, Bob? Or is it just conspiracy, nutbag, scumbaggery stuff?
I don't know. Hey, let's talk to Bill for a moment. Hello, Bill. Hey. How are you?
Yo, Bill?
Hello, Bill. How are you?
There he is.
Well, amazing. Amazing. Yeah. I think it's extremely important. I'm hoping that the young people and the newer listeners are listening extremely closely to you and Steve. Certainly now. Certainly now, if they're listening closely. Hello? Hello?
Yes, Bill. Wake them up, Bill.
Yeah. I'm hoping they're awake. I just was hoping somehow that somebody would have supported Bob long before now. We paid ahead. I was wondering if Seattle had at least sent us 150 or whatever from long past ago.
Right on.
Should have been there. Bob?
Yeah, Bill. You all right, man?
No, not really. But that doesn't make any difference. I was curious if they had sent 150 from the West Coast. We paid it ahead of time.
Yeah.
And we paid it afterwards, too.
And afterwards. And still hasn't happened. Well, you guys out on the West Coast, the battle in Seattle was a number of years ago, and a number of people put a lot into it. You're not holding up too good as far as some of us that were there before. And they really, really need to keep this broadcast, if not on, you need to grow it and expand it. We need microbes. We need microbes everywhere. Well, I wonder what they did last week, Bob. Did you hear Fetzer? Did you hear Fetzer?
What did he say?
You didn't make Deanna? Oh. Well, I just can't wait till you have Mr. Gage or King Johnny for president. The numbers are actually demanding King Johnny for president. But you didn't hear Fetzer degrade or mortify poor Miss Deanna with all she's got going on? You need to go back to the archives, right along with all of the listening audience, especially the newer ones, and at least do John the courtesy, if not Miss Sandy the courtesy, purchasing the archives and listening to Fetzer. You understand why I'm so very interested in having Richard Gage on the air with you gentlemen, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, so we've had Richard on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
When's the last time?
A couple months ago, maybe. Maybe longer, I don't know. Lost track of time. Bill, you take care of yourself, all right, man?
I'd like to be put in the hole so I can at least listen. They don't
all right, we'll do that. Manny, put him on the hole, please. We'll be right back. It's the Bob Teskin Show.
The Bob Teskin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
They scared of what you represent to them.
Amen.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
Oh.
What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
Jim, from Illinois, or from Cheyenne, or no, from Chicago, Chi-Town, as he said. That sounded like him, didn't it? That's Jack Nicholson from Easy Rider, if you don't recall. That's a great clip there. Thanks to Manny, our producer. You know, that was a film that Bob loved, Easy Rider. Right, Bob? I don't know if he liked that or not. See? He's bored again, man. You know? I put him to sleep. But what do you think of this story? The Army must notify its human guinea pigs. Do you think so? Why should we tell those people who sign up to fight wars for us that we're testing them with things, Bob? I mean, come on. Doesn't that ruin the whole thing? I mean, if you're signing up to be a GI, you know, a government issue. I mean, what you're expected to be a guinea pig. You're expected to lay down your life for the great United States of America and the Democratic Republic that we have here. Don't you think it's wrong to tell these people that they've been experimented on? Well, here's a story from Courthouse News, February 7th, 2014. This is by Nick McCann. The Army cannot delay its duty to warn veterans subjected to Cold War-era drug experiments about potential health concerns, a federal judge ruled. The ruling comes in the Vietnam Veterans of America et al. Versus Central Intelligence Agency et al., a 2009 class action that claimed at least 7,800 soldiers had been used as guinea pigs in Project Paperclip. Soldiers were administered at least 250 and perhaps as many as 400 types of drugs, among them sarin, one of the most deadly drugs known, amphetamines, barbiturates, mustard gas, and LSD. Well, that's the story there. So we also know that using tactics it often attributed to the Soviet enemy, Uncle Sam sought drugs to control human behavior, cause confusion, promote weakness or temporary loss of hearing and vision, induce hypnosis, and enhance a person's ability to withstand torture, according to the complaint. The judge here is U.S. District Court Claudia Wilkin, certified in class 2012, which would make thousands of veterans eligible for relief. Well, good luck getting it, guys. I hope you wish you luck on that. Though the defendants succeeded in tossing claims against the Attorney General Eric Holder and the CIA's Department of Defense Department and the Army are still on the hook. Okay, in November 2013, Judge Wilkin gave both sides some relief, granting the Defense Department, Army, and the CIA summary judgment on certain claims and giving the plaintiff summary judgment only on one claim against the Army. So, anyhow, that's what's going on. We've known for a long time they've been testing our troops, doing all kinds of things. I had a good friend who was an attorney who tried to represent the atomic veterans. There were over 30,000 of them, I think, who were exposed to the radiation during the atomic blast tests many years ago, trying to get a class action suit for them. And what do you think happened, Bob?
What happened, Steve?
Well, what you think happened was nothing, because that's what happened. Nothing. They never really dealt with that issue when they deliberately exposed all of our troops to atomic radiation just to see what would happen, Bob. That's science moving ahead. Well, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, you know. Maybe 30,000.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. That is what they say. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us tonight on the show. 800-313-9443. That's the number. Can you believe it?
I do believe it. I believe it.
John B. Wells. Do you know the name?
Well, yes, I do. Wait a minute. Refresh me, though. I do know the name.
He was the Saturday night host on Coast to Coast AM.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Well, he was fired recently.
Uh-oh. He said the wrong thing?
He might have. We're going to have him on. My timing. I was just about to go on with him on his show. And we were about to set the time, and he got fired. Well, anyways, he's going to be coming on my show now. I guess you won't be hearing Bob Tuscan on Coast to Coast anytime soon. But you will be hearing John B. Wells on the Bob Tuscan Show to explain what exactly happened. I see Dave Hodges wrote about it on his website, and I definitely want to hear it straight from his mouth and see what he has to say about all that. So,
oh, well, we get the top ones. You know, maybe Jay Leno will be joining us to talk about what really happened at NBC.
Yes, that's our next guest on the...
We can arrange that. I know. Jay will be on.
Yes. I'm good friends with Jay.
Yeah. He's tried to have us on many times, but we've been too busy with you folks here. During
well, you know, this show, it's just the conflict. The time doesn't work out, you know.
Yeah.
He tried to have me on, but it's just a real
John B. Wells. Yeah, I remember now. Okay. Uh-huh. He was doing Coast to Coast. And how long ago was it that he was let go?
A couple weeks. Not even.
Mm.
Well, fresh,
it's pretty bad when you get fired from a UFO show, you know.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing UFOs.
Ah, that's the reason. You know, I mean, you've got to be up with the UFOs if you want to do Coast to Coast, friends. You know.
Hey, call us up with your UFO questions.
Yeah, do you have UFO questions?
And Bigfoot sightings. Did you ever hear the Coast to Coast song?
No, I never did.
Hold on. I gotta play it just for fun. Okay?
Okay. Alright.
Ready? It's by UFO Phil wrote the song. That's right, UFO Phil. You know UFO Phil?
No, I don't.
Hold on. Oh, this is the other song they use. Hold on, let me get the real one I was thinking of. Hold on. The UFO Phil song. You ready? This is the Coast to Coast official song.
Well, I never knew I had Martians in my garden, and I never knew there were aliens on my roof. I got shadow people, and they're living in my basement. Got a funny feeling Bigfoot's gonna be here soon. I was so blind before, I was so unaware, but now I swear I'm seeing Sasquatch over there. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Well, you never knew that your baby was a hybrid, but as he grew, you began to see the clues. Now you know the signs, 'cause you learned it from George Norrie. Even while you sleep, you got Martians watching you. I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. And I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Good morning or good evening, wherever you may be, whichever world you're living in, whatever century, your voice is always welcome here on my radio. Call in with your space transmitter or your telephone.
All right.
My radio.
Yeah, we get the gist. Right.
Yeah. Jamming, man. Jamming a Bigfoot and Sasquatch. All right, we'll get your calls in hour number 3, I promise you. Hey, Paul, stay on the line, then I want to talk to you and everybody else.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out